The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends, Thursday, January 30th. We've got one guest today, a very interesting one. It's always Vera Massey.
Good morning.
University Extension. Good morning to you too, Vera. And we're going to talk about taking care of you. You've got several classes.
I do. It's a program that I've been offering for several years now that looks at taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, and our spirit, because they're all interrelated.
Yeah.
And what many people are finding on any given day, if you ask them, are you feeling stressed today?
And a lot of people say, yeah.
And they say yes. And they've been doing lots of surveys over the years, and they're finding that almost with each passing year, more people are saying they feel stressed on a regular basis.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I have a lot of takes on it. We don't have enough time. But I think that most of us are living in the past or worrying about the future.
And we're not living in the present.
Right.
So we're worrying about something that happened either yesterday or last week or the week before. And then we're worrying about something that could, doesn't mean it's going to, but something that could happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day.
Right. And then we're just missing out on moments that could kind of fill me up. I'm amazed at how many people, when you say, gosh, did you see that gorgeous sunrise? Or if they're not a morning person, I'm a morning person. So, oh, some beautiful sunrises. Oh, never noticed it. And it's like, oh, how could you not?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because our minds are sometimes our own worst enemy, you know, because we crank up these thoughts, reactions to things that have happened or that we're concerned are going to happen. And so learning how to manage thoughts and manage stress. It's not the stressors. For instance, me taking 30 minutes to go about 5 miles this morning. You know, well, it took 30 minutes. What can I do about it? So that stress is something to not react to.
Now, that's easier said than done.
And you know what? It takes practice.
Yes, it does.
I have had to work on this in my own personal life, and I get opportunities to practice every day. Like this morning,
when you were driving,
I started thinking, "Oh, I'm going to be late to the meeting." I thought, Vera, don't go there because I can't do anything about it. And so I got there 3 minutes before the meeting started. Mm-hmm. I like to get there usually a little earlier, but all is well.
Yeah,
but I also planned ahead because it went through my mind, you know, this could be a heavier traffic day, so maybe I need to allow a little extra time.
Right.
So part of it is planning to maybe alleviate some of those stressors, but a lot of it is how I react. I could have been upset with myself all the way driving. Mm-hmm. You should have left sooner. You're going to be late.
Okay, but there was at that point, there was nothing you could do about it.
But the thoughts of what are really then what are continuing that internal stress. The traffic is done now. But when you generate all kinds of negative emotions with an incident, a conversation, they get re-churned within our minds.
And they start getting bigger than life.
And then they become very stressful. So internal stress that we create ourselves is probably far more harmful to us than those incidents.
So you're going to teach a class on how to rid yourself of that internal stress. You know what I found, Vera? I used to really get stressed out about many, many things. Mm-hmm. And as I grew older, maybe as you grow older and you realize you got less time left on this earth,
and you're getting worn down,
you say, is it really worth being so upset about? Let it go.
You know,
and if you can tell yourself to just let something go, It feels so much better.
And, you know, I would say if somebody's seated, not driving a car necessarily right now, or maybe you are driving a car, if you grip onto something, grip tight on that steering wheel, or grip tight to something you pick up off of your desk, and feel what it's like to grip and hold on to something very tightly, and then to relax.
Feels much better.
Oh, my gosh, your whole body feels different.
Yeah.
It is the same way with things that we choose to attach to, incidents, conversations, things that have happened, things we're worried about happening, the energy that it takes,
right,
that we're not able to enjoy.
If you can just say, let it go and drop it.
A lot of times that is
easier said than done. But it has worked for me with things that used to really bother me. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, it'll pop up again. Let it go. Just forget about it. And it feels a whole lot better. Because 100 years from now, what you're fretting over today isn't going to be mean a hill of beans.
Right. And it takes a conscious intention.
Right.
You have to be aware that you're hanging on to lots of stuff.
So what are you going to do in these classes?
Well, we're going to talk about how we better increase our awareness, become more aware of how we are reacting to stress.
Can you give us an idea right now how to better increase our awareness?
How to better increase our awareness? Well, it's just taking notes of things. So, for instance, if I am driving, maybe I take note of what I am actually seeing. Because my role is to be driving, okay? Sometimes people drive and don't even remember that they saw anything.
Yeah.
So that means you weren't tuned in as you were driving. Or it could be when you're having a conversation with someone.
You're not actually listening to what they're saying.
That's right. You find yourself, as sometimes people are checking cell phones, when you're having a dialogue. So the sooner you can be aware that you're not aware is the first step. Mm-hmm. And many of us are leading lives where we're not tuned in. And when we're not tuned in, then many times we're more reactive to situations that creates more of that internal stress for us.
You pointed out having a conversation. I've had conversations with people, and I'm telling them something, and I realize... You're not listening to what I'm talking about. Your mind
There's
is a million miles
else.
Away. Yeah.
There are.
And we've all been guilty of that, too.
Absolutely. We all are. And so to me, with awareness comes choice.
Yeah.
The sooner I tune into something and I'm aware that I am maybe not as happy and as healthy as I would like to be, okay, what opportunity can I take? And this class can help us.
Yeah. So with your class, living in the moment.
That's a big part of it.
How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call our University Extension Center at 573-445-9792. There will be classes for 5:30 to 6:30 classes and lunch hour classes.
Okay. The phone number again?
573-445-9792.
Okay, and people are, operators are standing by. They got a whole bank of about 30 operators standing by to take your calls right now. Thank you, Vera.
You'll
come back again. Tomorrow, Maples Rep Theater and Second Chance. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Casey Morrell, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.